Welcome to United on the Road. This is our podcast for United Road, where we talk about not just United Road, but we talk about the trucking and car haul industry. My name is Jason. Alongside me is...
I'm Augie, back for another podcast here.
Another podcast. So, yeah, I will say this, Augie, we've been doing these podcasts now for a little bit. How do you feel about it?
You know, I feel like we were both a little nervous the first time.
A little bit.
I feel like that's natural, right?
Yeah, that's natural. I will say this. When I talked to my wife about it and she saw the first podcast, I asked for feedback. And if you guys remember, we asked for gentle feedback.
Really gentle.
Really gentle, right? So my wife's gentle feedback was that my black shirt with the black background made me look like a bobblehead. So we had to coordinate here a little bit today, you know, and lose the black shirt. So with the blue one, with the white one. Hopefully I don't get the same comment this time.
I mean, first of all, I feel like that's wives. That's your wife's job, right?
That, give you so, honest. So you say. So you
I,
say.
I feel like you did a good job, Monica. Secondly, I don't know who picked the wardrobe out, but I'm not happy with the Stay Puft Marshmallow Girl outfit. And alongside me, we have Papa Smurf.
Well, I thank you for the, you know, once again, gentle feedback here.
You know, but that's what we're here. We're here for you, Jason.
I appreciate that. Yeah. But in all seriousness, what are we talking about today?
So we are going to talk about the impact of women in trucking historically, inside the company, outside the company, and in current day.
Yeah. Okay. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, I would say that certainly women within, you know, not only our society, but within our company and the industry as a whole, have made tremendous impacts. And we are extremely thankful for all of their contributions. You know, to making us a better country, making us a better industry, and making us a better company.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, some women in history that have broken barriers.
Okay.
Alice Ramsey.
Alice Ramsey. I'm not sure I know that name.
So, she was the first woman to drive coast to coast. What year do you think she did that in?
First female to drive coast to coast.
Yes. All the way across the U.S.
Wow. I would probably say, 1940, maybe.
Okay. So it's actually about 30 years before that, in 1909.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Second question. How much do you think she paid per gallon for gas in 1909?
I can tell you this. I don't know how much she paid in 1909, but it was a lot less than she would have paid today. That is for sure.
Yes. A lot less.
So, Alice Ramsey, 1909, driving coast to coast. That's impressive.
Really impressive.
What's also impressive is that here at United Road, in the last 3 years, we've had four female drivers to eclipse more than 350,000 miles, which, I mean, that's fantastic.
It's amazing.
I mean, all the things that they've been through, and sleet, snow, hurricanes and everything else, the sacrifices that our drivers make, and in particular, our female drivers have made, is fantastic, and we thank each and every one of them for their sacrifice and for their service to United Road and to our customers.
Yeah. I mean, I really think our female drivers are bona fide badasses.
I agree.
So, speaking of amazing women in our transportation industry, our former CEO, current executive chairman of the board, Kathleen McCann, was actually just inducted into the Michigan Business Women's Hall of Fame last year.
Oh.
Woo, Kathleen!
Fantastic. We are extremely proud of her, extremely proud of her accomplishments and her leadership that she provides to United Road on a consistent basis. And, you know, we thank her for that.
Absolutely. Sure. Yes.
Now, and so, you know, as mentioned in the previous podcast, United Road is celebrating 25 years being in business. And so we are very, very excited about that and want everybody to know that. To help us celebrate those 25 years, we're going to do an interview now with two female executives here at United Road who have been instrumental in our success throughout many of those 25 years. That would be Vicki Patterson, our Vice President of Administration, and Rhea Koontz, our Director of IT. So let's go to them now.
Welcome, Vicki. Welcome, Rhea. Thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely.
We're excited to have you.
Thank you for joining us.
So
thank you.
We'll start with Vicki. Vicki, how long have you been with the company? What are some of the things that you handle daily here at United Road?
Hi, and again, thanks for having us on. It's been the first one was great to see, and we're happy to be on the second podcast here at United Road. I am the Vice President of Administration. I've been here a little while, 35 years. Just celebrated my 35th anniversary, and I kind of handle everything that relates to cash. So cash in, cash out, be it how we bill the customer, how we get our rates in the system, how we pay our drivers, how we pay our third-party carriers, how we pay our vendors. So it's a combination of everything and anything in between. So been here for a while, kind of actually hired Rhea here. And actually even hired Augie.
Which one's your best or most or favorite hire?
So I'll put it to you this way. At times things change. So when I hired Rhea, she was the best hire that I had. And when I needed Augie, at the time I needed Augie, she was the best hire we had. So
great.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
All right, fair enough.
So you know, Ray, I've been here a while. How about you?
Well, I've been here approximately 30 years, almost 30 years come May. So,
well,
maybe 32. Unofficially 32, officially 30. Let's put it that way. So
that's a combined. So that's 65, 67 years between the two of you.
We don't need to add it up and say it out loud.
So if we add them together, we could actually retire.
Yeah, that's right.
There you go.
All right. So what
we were 12 when we started in the business. So.
And what do you do? What are some of the things you do for us, Rhea?
So my title is Director of IT Technology. And what I do is I support our TMS system called OVIS. And the operational piece of that, making sure that it works properly for everyone involved, as well as our driver app and any enhancements that we want to put into the system. And just all around knowledge connection, really, for other people that are newer to the world of transportation into United Road. They'll come to me and ask some questions about the operational count, very little accounting, very little. My forte is more operational. So
if you don't know, go to Rhea.
And if I don't know, I'll send you to Vicky. And in between us two, you'll get the perfect answer.
I have found that to be true. You know, and certainly you guys are a wealth of knowledge and certainly have been helpful for me over the course of the last almost 3 years now. Learning things about United Road. So you guys are great.
Thank you.
So Vicky, how does it feel to be a woman in a male dominated industry?
So it's funny that you asked that question, only for the fact that, you know, it's not really male dominated anymore, at least on the executive level or in the back office level. It is, you know, look at Mary Barbara from GM or Katie Farmer from BSNF. And I'm a vice president of a very large company. So it's not male dominated anymore. Sure, there are, you know, more male drivers than there are female drivers. And, you know, that platform is changing as well. But I feel that it's not a male dominated industry when we look at it as a whole. What do you think?
Well, when I first got into the business, I never thought about it as male dominated because the way my parents brought me up, I guess, when I was getting ready to get into the working world, if you will, my parents just said, you need to work hard. The sex was not involved in that, male or female. Just you work hard. It will pay off. Your hard work will pay off and you will continue to grow and get to with a good company and a solid company, which I've done. So. Mm-hmm. That's been my experience. I never noticed. I never said, oh, he's got that position or he's got that position. I just said, I need to work hard because that will pay off. And it has.
You know, so. I agree with you, Rhea. When I interviewed mm-hmm. 20 years ago, I didn't walk into United Road thinking, oh my gosh, this is all men. How am I going to do? I walked in as my own person, you know, not male or female. Mm-hmm. Just with a certain skill set that hopefully has and will benefit United Road.
Yeah.
Yeah. And getting into the transportation world, that was by accident. it was kind of like, I need a job. And I got placed with a transportation company. And then, you know, the bug hit you and here you are, mm-hmm. right? 30 years, 40 years later.
For that record, I would say that I don't know that, you know, anybody gets into the transportation world on purpose. It happens on accident. I'm sure for many it happens intentionally, but for many of us, it's on accident as well. But once you get in it, you got to stay in it for sure.
We are also the Motor City capital of the world here, right? Yep. So my first job was in logistics.
See, I came from a different atmosphere because I'm not originally from Detroit. So we weren't where I'm from, the northwest side of Indiana by Chicago. That wasn't that wasn't pounded into you, if you will, or expressed that, hey, automobiles, right? And then when I came up here, it's like, oh, it's all about automobiles. This is great. So pretty different in just that short period of miles, right?
So I also think that being a woman, though, in this industry or any industry, I think it's important, you know, being a mentor, as a leader, you spend 50% of your time mentoring, right? So that's our goal and our belief to bring in more support or bring in leadership that, you know, is going to follow us. So I think that being a mentor is important, not only as a woman, but as a leader as well. But as a woman, you have to really, you know, kind of focus your energy on, you know, the women's groups but the women in your arena, per se, like Rhea or even mm-hmm. like Augie, you know, to make sure that they have the path that they need to grow.
Yeah. Just that voice that says, hey, you know, you can do this, you mm-hmm. know, there, we've done it. It wasn't handed to us and we did it. This mm-hmm. is how you do it. Right.
Yep.
So
it's definitely, you know, here at United Road, it was always nice for me. I mean, I was in my 20s when I started with United mm-hmm. Road. We won't talk about how old we are now. I'll say that first year at United Road, I spent a lot of time in Vicky's office. Yeah. And Vicky always stopped what she was doing and listened. She heard me, yeah. right? And then she would say, well, if I was in that position, this is what I would do, Augie. Yeah. So being a young woman, you know, in the industry too, it was nice to have Vicky and Rhea. She kind mm-hmm. of counts stressors off of, right? Hey guys, how would you handle this? Yeah. They obviously have been here a lot longer than I have and get away here at United Road, you know?
Absolutely.
So, and that's one thing I like about what I'm doing now and just being in the company. And as long as it's the tenure that I have is to be able to pass that knowledge onto the new ones, right? The up and coming future leaders of the company and the transportation world is to be able to explain something to them, right? And that light bulb goes on above their head and they're like, oh my gosh, I get it now. You explained it. I get it. And, you know, and just to see them, you know, grow as well in the company. As a matter of fact, I just received an email from one of our terminal managers. I think he's terminal manager down in Florida. I had hired him back in 2016 as a dispatcher and he has grown with the company. Right. And he sent me an email and said, listen, I'm just celebrating my 8th anniversary. Wow. And I just want to tell you, thank you for that opportunity and taking a chance on me. And I love it here. So that's it. You know, that's what makes it worth it.
Yep.
So
let me ask this. So what advice would you have for others getting into the world of transportation, male or female? What advice would you have people beginning to set off on their careers in the world of transportation?
Do
you
want to go first?
Sure, I'll go. I think the first, I guess in my opinion, is be willing to work hard, think hard, and be willing to be very innovative. And making sure that you can, you know, you can pivot on any idea mm-hmm. at any time because it happens fast in transportation. Yeah. I think that fastness is really an addiction sometimes and where we get into it, now we can't get out of it because things don't move as fast. But transportation is a very fast-paced company, and you have to be very multitasked. And so, you know, my first advice is, are you multitasked? Can you work in a fast-paced organization? And can you be very decisive and indecisive to make the correct decision?
And I have to say that it's not just one specialty anymore in your position, right? If, you know, the old term dispatcher, right? It's not just, hey, I'm going to call my carrier and I'm going to get him to take this load. It's not about that anymore. You're getting that from cradle to grave. You need to know, you need to be savvy in the systems. You need to, you know, you need to be able to technology driven. You need to understand what the driver is going through on their technology as well. So it's not just, hey, I'm here just making a phone call to a driver to pick up a load. So it's definitely that. And you can't be thin skinned. To Vicki's point, it's fast paced. You know, sometimes the patience isn't there for that person that's sending you that message, right? So it's definitely, you gotta be strong. Definitely a strong person.
Great, great.
So I know over the years, Vicki, we've walked, as you heard in one of our previous podcasts, Vicki and I did the Susan G. Komen together. We have collectively, 1,000 miles, right? 500 each.
Well, Komen miles are a little bit more.
We did talk a little bit about Komen miles being very different than regular miles in a previous podcast. So I get you there 100%. But yeah, I mean, over the years, Vicki and I have been able to spend a lot of time together. She's, like she stated, you know, she's invested into me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like United Road has a culture of empowerment, right? Like Vicki stated, you need to be able to be decisive. You need to be able to make decisions on the fly, and you're empowered to do that here, which I always really like about our culture.
Yeah. I think that's a very strong statement. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Being empowered and having the leaders listen and hear at the same time is definitely one of our successful stories here.
All right. Well, Rhea, Vicki, thank you guys very much. We really appreciate all of your insight. Appreciate your, this time that you've given us. And once again, sincerely do thank you for all of your contributions to both United Road and to our customers and to our employees. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
A pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was a great conversation with both Vicki and Rhea. I mean, they've been here a long time, wealth of knowledge, and the impact that they've had on this company is immense.
They've been here from the beginning, before the beginning. So yeah, that's pretty amazing. And they had some great stories to share as well.
And I'm sure they have some stories that they can't share.
Right. Thank you, Vicki and Rhea, for not sharing those stories.
All right. So now we've talked to Vicki and Rhea. And I think we have a conversation with one of our drivers, right?
We're going to move over to Sandra Tatum, who is going to talk to Stephanie Domeyer, who is an independent car hauler here at United Road.
All right.
Hi, this is Sandra from United Road. As part of our ongoing initiative to better understand how our drivers feel about their experience with United Road, we're conducting interviews. Earlier, we caught up with Stephanie Domeyer. Stephanie and her husband, Tim, are independent contractors for United Road. We asked Stephanie how she got into trucking, what she likes about it, and what it's like to be a woman driver.
I was welding before, and the first year after we had our son, Tim became an over-the-road truck driver, and he took me over the road, and I just absolutely fell in love with it. So let's say a bobtailing experience with the 18-wheeler convinced me that I was in the wrong trade, and that started my path of, you know, going to school and wanting to be a truck driver. Little did I know that I was going to go straight into car hauling of all places. You know, I would say it's one of the hardest, I believe it's one of the hardest jobs out there.
What do you like most about car hauling?
Well, it's been about 10 years that I've been waiting to get back to car hauling. It really has brought my self-confidence back, because I am just that adventurous sort of person. I like to go to new places. I like to meet new people. I like to talk to people. But also, I get to come home and still have that home life. So it's a great balance of, you know, work and home.
What are your thoughts about driving for United Road?
I've had several jobs before, and obviously they've been jobs in buildings or, you know, in stores, or I even did welding at one point. And I think when it comes to the transportation industry, I just like that you kind of never know where you're going to go or who you're going to see or really what you're going to see. And since I've been with United Road, I have traveled all the way to California, which has been amazing. I've got to see so many states that I have never seen before in my life. So the freedom that comes with that and also the experiences, I think that just really is the best experience I'm having right now. And United Road has provided that unique situation to where I'm still able to have a home life, but also I'm able to be the woman I want to be and be a driver over the road.
Do you recommend truck driving as a career for other women?
I think it would be great if other women, you know, wanted to come to United Road and be a part of, you know, this industry, because it's a very unique trade. It's kind of like the best of both worlds. I get to see the country, but also I get to have my home time with my two boys.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, Stephanie. I really appreciate that conversation. So Stephanie is, her story is fantastic. I mean, she's doing a fantastic job for us in servicing our customers. What are some of the things that stood out for you, Augie, and Stephanie's conversation?
Yeah, so I think one of the big things was she said she got her start in welding.
Yeah.
Welding.
Yeah, it's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, and then made the transition over to become a car hauler after she spent some time with her husband in his truck.
Yeah.
You know, she talked a little bit about the freedom that she has mm-hmm. with, she's seen every state from California and back. And then also, you know, something important to me as well, because I'm also a mom,
yeah.
is the work-life balance that she's able to achieve yeah. While still being over the road and being a driver.
Yeah.
So as
yeah,
an independent
amazing.
Contractor, you know, it yeah. definitely affords that freedom.
Yeah, that's not easy. You know, trying to balance home and work, and certainly being a driver, trying to balance those two things. And so, you know, we here at United Road, we try to get our drivers home as often as we can. Unfortunately, we're not able to get everybody home as often as they would like, but we really make a concerted effort to honor the home time of our drivers, honor the home time of our independent contractors, because the reason why we all work is for
right.
our families, is
at
provide
the end
for our
of the
families.
Day,
at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
We are here for our families.
We're here for our families. And so if we, you know, what we do should be able to, should honor that and help them do that. I'll tell you this. The thing that stood out for me, Stephanie, fantastic, you know, driver, fantastic, you know, contractor, businesswoman. And I'm sure she's a great mom, but she's also the boss lady. See those tattoos
on her fingers.
Boss lady tattoos. I thought that was pretty strong.
What did I say earlier?
Yeah, you did. You did. I'll let you say it, not me. But yeah, so
she's a bona fide badass.
Yeah, so maybe that's her next tattoo.
Yeah, maybe we'll get them together.
Yeah, you guys do that.
Yeah, Stephanie, give me a call, honey.
All right, so that's it for our show for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Once again, if you have any feedback for us, please let us know. We are here for you. And if you have any show topics that you'd like for us to cover, let us know that as well. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Be blessed.
Bye, everyone.